You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Tonight, Utahns have the historic opportunity to welcome a new professional sports team to town.
It's part of a big party that's going to be held just across the street from our downtown studios. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our team coverage.
For the first time in a generation, fans get the chance to welcome a new professional sports team to Salt Lake City.
We need everybody's help, and this is truly a community asset, and it is for the community.
That's Utah Jazz owner and owner of our new NHL team, Ryan Smith. Everyone is invited to a free event outside the Delta Center starting at 4 o'clock. The celebration then moves inside at 5:30, where you'll hear from the Smiths, who will introduce our head coach and the players. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Downtown businesses are hoping for an economic boost with the new team coming to town.
Businesses in Salt Lake City are excited to have another 41 nights of entertainment that'll bring customers into the Central Business District. The NHL has fans that do not necessarily cross over with Jazz fans, so there's the potential for a lot of new business. The Salt Lake City Downtown Alliance says entertainment at the Delta Center is responsible for 76% of the top 25 visitation days in the Salt Lake City area, whether that's because of professional sports, concerts, or other events. This gives them just one more opportunity to appeal to a new type of visitor.
The Downtown Alliance also says they anticipate this will also attract more hospitality businesses to the area, including hotels, bars, and restaurants.
KSL TV went to Legends Pub and Grill to talk to sports fans about their thoughts on the new team.
I'm super excited. Look, I've never had a professional hockey team ever in my life, right? So the fact that they're coming here, I'm so excited to be able to cheer a team on.
Salt Lake Police say they are expecting big crowds in downtown today, so be prepared if you're driving near the Delta Center.
And just a reminder, Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news will originate right on the corner across the street from Delta Center starting at 3.
Today we're talking NHL hockey, but 45 years ago this month, the state opened its arms to the Utah Jazz.
The Jazz struggled in the Big Easy, as KSL.com reports. Owners were not happy that New Orleans seemed more interested in booking conventions at the Superdome, which kept the Jazz on the road for weeks at a time. Both relocation announcements came at the end of respective regular seasons, and neither team's home fans were very happy about it. At least one New Orleans fan called the move a dirty shame, while only this month, Coyotes fans jeered Salt Lake City during that team's final regular season home game. At the time of the Jazz move, owners of the original Salt Palace were flooded with questions about how to buy season tickets. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Tennessee is the latest state to approve arming teachers in classrooms.
Lawmakers in Tennessee have approved a bill allowing certain teachers to carry firearms in K-12 schools.
It would create a deterrent across our state.
The bill will allow teachers to carry concealed handguns on a school campus if they meet certain requirements.
ABC's Andrea Fujii says that school districts and the governor's signature is still needed before the bill becomes law. They are expected to approve it.
First look traffic now takes us back to you, Andy.
And it's emergency traffic. A crash on I-15 at 90th South has traffic backed all the way to Bangor Highway and Draper. Now we've got delays increasing between Orem and Pleasant Grove on North 15. And 201 freeway slowdowns heading from about 3200 West over to Redwood Road. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temps today going to be well above average, and then it cools down tomorrow. And that really is the perfect situation for bringing our snowpack down safely.
That's because brisk weather after today's brush with 81 degrees will slow down how fast the snowpack melts.
So it's more of a timed release. That way we can get more water to the lakes, rivers, and even reservoirs.
KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says the rain helps too.
The rain we'll see in the valleys will help to increase the soil moisture, which makes the runoff more efficient that we get from the snowmelt in the mountains.
Streams could still be running fast and cold, though, and the National Weather Service warns Utahns to keep their kids and pets away from waterways during the melting season. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The tennis courts and athletic fields at several Granite District high schools are now closed to the public after the district says people were using them as a dog park and leaving behind messes. Peter Bublik tells KSL TV he used to use the tennis courts frequently and he wishes the district would reverse their decision.
People are responsible and they take care of the facilities because, once again, they're in their communities. And I think because if there's a couple of people that left some dog poop behind, I don't think that that means that nobody gets to use it.
A Granite spokesperson says the courts will stay closed for now, but the board will revisit the issue.